This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has said he could end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours, seeing how he has good relations with both Russia and Ukraine. Friday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called him out on it. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In an interview with Britain's Channel 4 News that aired Friday, Zelensky said he wanted to take Trump up on his offer.
Donald Trump, I invite you to Ukraine, to Kyiv. So if you can stop the war during 24 hours, I think it will be enough to come.
Zelensky went on to say he thought Trump's rhetoric was dangerous, as he feared whatever plan Trump may have will not include Ukraine's best interests. Throughout his political career, Trump has frequently lavished praise on Russian President Vladimir Putin, including after Moscow's February 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says he opposes any form of Palestinian sovereignty in post-war Gaza. The statement appears to rebuff U.S. President Joe Biden's suggestion that creative solutions could bridge wide gaps between him and the Israeli leader on Palestinian statehood. In a sign of the pressures Netanyahu's government faces at home, thousands of Israelis protested in Tel Aviv, calling for new elections, and others demonstrated outside the prime minister's home, joining families of the more than 100 remaining hostages held by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, and other militants. They fear that Israel's military activity further endangers hostages' lives. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that, quote, the refusal to accept the two-state solution for Israelis and Palestinians and the denial of the right to statehood for the Palestinian people are unacceptable. Speaking in Uganda, he said the refusal would, quote, indefinitely prolong the conflict. For additional stories,